According to Behuda, Ish Acheres Maskinen Lo. And the reason is because the Kohen Gadol has to be Nosui, as it says, Rechipa Ba'ad Ba'ad Beso, Beso Z'ishto. So it's clear from Behuda's opinion that even though he has to be married, he doesn't have to be children, doesn't have to have children, because they're misakin it right now for the Avodah Yom Kippur. However, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Gimel, explaining the Pasuk in Zechariah, V'Yeshua ha'yolovus begodim tzoim, V'chidako shal Yeshua lilbos begodim tzoim, El melamed shahoyu bonav nosim noshim she'enim hagunos l'kuhuna, v'lo micha behem. In other words, that the children of Yeshua Kohen Gadol married noshim nochrios, and therefore he could not do the avoda while his children, who are incorporated into Beso, are married to noshim nochrios. And the Ruf quoted the name of his father that because of this, Yeshua could not do the avoda on Yom Kippur as long as his children, his sons, were married to noshim nachrios. And so the question is, why is Yeshua responsible for the averis of his children? And Ramesh explained so that indeed the beso means ishto, however, if he has children, then the chippa b'adbar beso incorporates his koil also the other b'nei bayis, and his children included. And as long as they were married to nosim nechiyus, he could not say the vidui, kapin al avon, subshon v'chatoim, shavishi, and so on, a niu basi. How could he say niu basi? Hello, his children are now married to goyim. How could he ask kapara for them? So only when his sons divorced the non-Jewish wives was Yehoshua able to become Kohen Gadol and do the avoda, as it says in the pasuk in Zechariah, Vayan vayomel el ha'omdu lefanav lema hasiru habgodim hatzomi olav vayomel elav ve'ei hevati melecha avonecha v'aves oscha machtzolos. In other words, after they got divorced, he could wear the big day kahuna of Kohen Gadol to do the avodah.